Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Thank you, Steve. It's 139 WGN. John Williams, hi. Are you hearing my voice for the first time in a long time? Maybe ever? I'm here from 1 to 3 now on WGN and thrilled to be here. I love talking to Steve Bertrand, and you too. Incidentally, Steve, speaking of traffic and weather, and I suppose most folks know this story, but I'll just mention it again. A baby girl was born in traffic today when her parents got stuck in that snowstorm.
I didn't know that.
They were on Lakeshore Drive.
Really?
They were driving to Mount Sinai Hospital, according to Larry Langford, the Chicago Fire Department spokesperson. The snow and traffic were so bad, they were, quote-unquote, delayed quite a bit. God, as tense a moment as that is, can you imagine? And then you go, oh, my God, my luck. It's the snowstorm. It wasn't the snowstorm of all snowstorms, but it killed traffic today. By the time they got to Hayes Drive and Lakeshore Drive, the mother knew, oh, the baby's coming. An ambulance and fire truck got there in time and helped deliver the girl. And the baby's name is?
LSD.
That would be good. Or Ellis or Ellis. Ellis, our Ellis? Producer. Yeah.
Snowy.
Snowy is good. I wonder if they're open to suggestions. They named the baby Renetta, which is a lovely name, but doesn't have anything to do with the story.
No.
Kind of missed their opportunity right there. That's their call. Whatever. They're not working for me.
Lake Effect. Lake Effect Smith.
Yeah. OMG 3-hour delay. The baby was named OMG 3-hour delay.
Or what?
Dateline Springfield, this is the Associated Press. If you get your nails done at a salon or have your lawn mulched next spring, the service could be taxed under a plan Illinois lawmakers are considering to help fill the multi-billion dollar hole in the state budget. The provision would tax 8 service categories at the same 6.25% that you pay on most sales tax in Illinois. Here is what the sales tax expansion would do, and then the article goes on to describe things. It says Illinois taxes only 17 services compared to the national average of 56 different services. Sales taxes do apply to 5 services, including photo processing and car rentals, but that total puts Illinois way behind all other surrounding states. Rolling out service taxes will allow Illinois to catch up with a modern service-based economy. And really, we do want to catch up, right? So, use of storage space. If you rent a storage locker, ka-ching, 6.25%. Parking garages, boat docks, repairs and maintenance of personal property. You get your car fixed, you'll pay a service tax for the repair. Landscaping services, sprinkler installation. Boy, that's drilling down, isn't it? Hey, I got one. Sprinkler installation. Yeah, all right. Good one. Good one. We'll put that in there. Snow removal, dry cleaning, cable TV, satellite and digital streaming services. I can't believe we're not already taxing that. We are, but I guess not with the service tax. Pest control, private detectives. I'll just do it myself. Installation of a home security system, personal care, ranging from tanning to tattooing. But not to include hairstyling. Wow. Boy, there's an effective lobby. It will not include hairstyling.
See, and that should be taxed. If anything should be taxed, if any service, why not that?
Well, I don't know. One's as legitimate as the other, I guess. But
Well, if you think of it, you're like, okay, what is something that we all do, we all benefit from, sort of similar to a sales tax? I mean, sprinkler systems, I don't know. If that's very widely used. But
well, I don't see any common theme that would say, okay, these all need to be in the same bucket. Do you on this?
Maybe we should look at those not in the bucket and see if there's a common theme there, a.k.a. a lobbyist firm or something like that.
I suspect you're onto something. Carol Portman is the president of the Taxpayers Federation of Illinois. Hey, Carol, John Williams here. How are you?
I'm great. Fine. Thank you.
Jump in. What do you want to say?
You raise a good point as you're going through this list, and it is sometimes a bit of a head-scratcher why some things are in and some things are out. One theme, though, that's throughout this is most of these are consumer services, and that is the point of a good sales tax is supposed to be a broad-based tax on the final consumption. And so most of these things that you're listing and most of the things that are in the proposal are consumer-oriented services. So I guess there is one bit of a theme across all of these.
I wonder if there's also the theme that, well, then you can mulch your own lawn. You can, dry cleaning. I really can't do my own dry cleaning.
No. but one of the points, though, is, and you hinted at this as well, is that it shouldn't matter whether you do it yourself or whether you pay someone else to do it for you. If you were going to go out and mulch your own lawn, you'd pay sales tax on the machine that you use to mulch it, the goods that you buy. You should pay the same rate of sales tax to someone who's coming to do it for you. The tax should apply to both.
Well, but I've always assumed they pass that along to me. I always assume they pass that along to me.
They might pay a little tax when they buy it, mm-hmm. but they don't. The service itself isn't taxed. You're right. There's a little bit of tax.
What do you think generally about this, though, Carol? I mean, is this something we all just have to get used to, or is this Illinois government being so inefficient they're now just tacking ridiculous taxes on us?
Well, from a tax policy perspective, which is the way we look at things here, it does make sense. The country's economy is much more heavily in services today than it was back in the 30s when sales taxes were first invented. And it wasn't that we intentionally excluded services when we first imposed sales taxes. It just, because the economy was so heavily goods-oriented, that's just the way the language was written. And so this does make sense. A good tax is one that's broad-based, and that way you can have a nice low rate and generate revenue. That means people don't, you don't decide, well, should I mulch my lawn myself or should I pay someone to come do it because of the taxes? You decide based on other factors.
Well, should it be something that touches more people than not? Like Steve Bertrand, most folks get their hair cut by somebody else. Why is, but most people don't pay somebody to mulch their lawn. So if you had to swap one for the other, wouldn't you make that trade?
Well, that does raise an interesting point care services is something that is broadly used and from a policy perspective should be included on this list. I think that there are lots of political reasons to keep it off of the list, and I'm sure that that went into the consideration of when they put the list together.
What's that mean?
Well, it's going to be incredibly unpopular, broadening the base to taxes. And if you can do it a little bit at a time, that will soften the blow. Or if you can limit the number of people who are hit by it, perhaps that makes it a little less
unpopular. Well,
that's
interesting, because some of these are a little obtuse now that you mention it. Everybody would pay attention to this if hair care was in there. But pest control and private detectives and lawn and sprinklers and boat docks, that's
somebody else's problem, not mine. Right?
It is. It kind of is. But now they're kind of opening the gate here, and maybe the rest of these taxes will come. I'm going to let you go, Carol, but just give me in general, what would you say to the people, though, that object to this whole category per se? What would you tell them?
Well, I did say that their frustrations are understandable. Nobody wants to pay more taxes, but that a good tax is supposed to apply to a broad base of things, and our economy includes services today, and that's not going to change, and so we should be taxing services.
By the way, Jerry said, is it going to include home improvements? That's a good question.
The only thing that's in there, you mentioned repair. And it does include repair, maintenance of tangible personal property that's been affixed to stuff that's been affixed to the real estate.
Plumbing,
so it doesn't
electrical.
Apply to new construction. It doesn't apply to reconstruction or expansion of an existing building. So there's probably going to be some room for some.
Wait a minute, but
quibbling there.
That does include a plumber. That does include a handyman. That does include the electrician that comes out.
Yep.
All those people that you hire to do the things you can't do well would be included in this.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, but if you went to a big box store and bought the parts to do it yourself, you would be paying tax then. So in some ways, the end result is the same. You now have a fixed drain or a fixed light switch.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, Carol. But it seems to me like didn't. But if the electrician or plumber comes out and fixes something, that thing they're putting in my house, they bought, they paid a tax on that thing. Now I'm paying a tax for the service of them putting that already taxed.
But that includes. Well, no, but now they won't pay tax on the thing, and the tax will be on the final transaction. There won't be a tax on the tax.
There won't be.
This is written to tax only that final step in the transaction. So it won't tax the thing and then the service plus the thing. It will just tax that final step.
Nice to talk to you, Carol. You and I haven't spoken before. I'm going to call you again. You're terrific. I appreciate your
Anytime.
Time today.
Always happy to talk Tax Geek Talk.
Well, that would be a lot of us, I guess. That is, we're involved in taxes, and she's the geek. Carol Portman with the Taxpayers Federation of Illinois. Lou Lang, state lawmaker, friend of this show, has something to say about that next on WGN.